Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, April 1st. A big announcement for Owen Sound and Grey Bruce was made today. 36 new treatment beds for specialized addictions treatment are coming to Owen Sound. $6 million for the initiative was announced today through the province's new Addiction Recovery Fund. Grey Bruce Health Services Director of Mental Health and Addictions Services, Naomi Vauden, has been working for the past number of years to advocate for this new model of care designed by Vauden and her team.
Having these additional beds will allow us as a region to expand our services and support to clients. The treatment of complex clients with coexisting alcohol and drug problems, mental health issues, coupled with unemployment and homelessness, require a unique and innovative approach.
Mental Health and Addictions Associate Minister Michael Tobolo says he hopes it will become a model for the rest of the province. It's part of $90 million in funding over 3 years to support almost 400 addiction beds across Ontario. To start, 12 new beds will go into the existing Grey Bruce Health Services Treatment Centre on 9th Avenue in Owen Sound. Then they'll move to integrate the rest into other local hospitals, finally putting them into one facility within about a year. It's not clear if the former Bayview School will be the eventual building. Grey Bruce Health Services President and CEO Gary Sims says they're looking at a number of locations and will know more in the next few months. Meaford Council has approved over $97,000 for engineering services in the 28 Nelson Street parking lot project. The project would see it turned into a serviced municipal parking lot. CAO Rob Armstrong says they're looking at ways to take the project in a low-impact direction.
So looking at a car charger, which is going to require electrical services into it. So there's another item that another parking lot wouldn't have as well. So there are quite a few features that we do want to look at in this parking lot to deal with climate change.
Construction is set to be completed by the end of September. Indigenous leaders say this could be a turning point in the relationship with the Catholic Church. Pope Francis today asked for forgiveness and apologized to Inuit, Métis, and First Nations representatives for the abuses suffered by those in Canada's residential schools. Nathan Obed heads the Inuit delegation in Rome.
I was touched by the way in which he expressed his sorrow and also the way in which he condemned the actions of the church in particular regards. There is much more to do, and so an apology is a part of a larger picture.
The Pope also promised to visit Canada, though no dates have been finalized. A Russian fuel depot near the border with Ukraine was allegedly attacked today. Ukraine's government says it can't confirm whether its forces caused damage to the oil depot, saying it didn't have enough information about it. The accusation is that two low-flying Ukrainian helicopters crossed into Russian airspace over the depot and attacked it, causing a blaze and evacuation of the surrounding area. The planned Red Cross evacuation of Mariupol has again been postponed. About 45 buses are trying to get into the besieged Ukrainian city to take some of the tens of thousands there to Zaporizhia in the west. The Red Cross says arrangements and conditions made it impossible to go ahead today. In sports, Canada has drawn Belgium, Croatia, and Morocco in World Cup Group F. Canada returns to the World Cup for the first time in 36 years. This year it's being held in Qatar. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are on the road tonight to face the Guelph Storm. An Attack win tonight or an Erie Otters loss against Hamilton and Owen Sound officially clinches a playoff berth for the 11th straight season. 7:30 puck drop at the Sleeman Centre tonight. Also tonight, Game 4 in the WOAA Senior Hockey Single-A Final between the Shallow Lake Crushers and Petrolia Squires. The Crushers have a 2-1 series lead, 8:30 puck drop this evening at the Shallow Lake and District Community Centre. 7 games in the NHL tonight, 2 Canadian teams in action. The Ottawa Senators visit the Detroit Red Wings and the Edmonton Oilers play at home against the St. Louis Blues. Next game for the Toronto Maple Leafs is tomorrow against the Philadelphia Flyers. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors head on the road to face the Orlando Magic tonight as they close in on locking down at least a 6th spot in the Eastern Conference to avoid the play-in tournament. The Raptors are currently 2.5 games up on the 7th place Cleveland Cavaliers. And in the National Lacrosse League tonight, the Toronto Rock take on the Georgia Swarm. The Owen Sound Bug Juice Senior B North Stars open up their training camp in just over a week, next Saturday, April 9th.